We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA athletics.
Open, three ball, you bet! Jake Kyman hit it!
Knocks it inside.
Hill with a two-hand stuff.
To Hawkins, firing.
He hits a three! 0.6 on the clock! Delirium! Delirium!
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Visit ucla.westcom.org to learn how Westcom can help you build a better life. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Johnny Juzang turning into an offensive mastermind on the court for the UCLA basketball team. He's doing it with his mid-range jumper, his three-point shot, and his offense lifting the Bruins to win over the weekend against Washington. Hey, welcome in to the Bruin Insider Show for UCLA basketball legend Tracy Murray. Alongside Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. We are the three-man weave here, and we never lose a pickup game. And you can always follow us on Twitter. Nick is on Twitter at NKOOP, Tracy at Real Tracy Murray, and I'm at Brian Fenley. We are going to be here for the next hour talking all things UCLA basketball. We have an interview with Jules Bernard, who had a humongous performance against the Washington Huskies on Saturday. So we'll ask him, how does he continue this surge from the offensive end? And then, guys, we're going to obviously spend a whole lot of time looking at the Washington State game, which we fell, and then the Washington win on Saturday. And then we'll look ahead to the home games that are coming up this week. Arizona and Arizona State, analyze them better than anybody else will when it comes to Bruin basketball.
Yeah, the Bruins needed a win any way they could get it on Saturday against Washington. And if my research is correct, I believe Johnny Juzang was the first Bruin to account for half of the team's points in a game. I believe Reggie Miller was the last to do it. He did it a few times in the 80s there, so that's a big game from Johnny Juzang. And then Jules Bernard, he needed someone to step up in that second half as Washington was starting to key in a little bit more on Juzang, and Jules Bernard provided that spark. You'll take him any way you can get him now, Brian. All these games from here on out are huge.
Yeah, no question. And Juzang, as well as he's been playing just earlier this week, was named the Pac-12 Player of the Week, and rightly so, a career-high 32 points in the win against Washington, and he scored 21 of UCLA's 26 points. But coming up on the other side, we'll ask one storied shooter in Bruin lore, Tracy Murray, on what he thought of the recent play of Johnny Juzang. That is coming up next, and a look at the UCLA games against Washington and Washington State. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
The Bruins coming off a win on Saturday against Washington, 64-61 up in Seattle, and Johnny Juzang thrilling in the ballgame at a career-high 32 points. The Pac-12 named him Hooper of the Week. Also last week, he scored 25 against Washington State. Now, a couple weeks ago, head coach Mick Cronin had brought up the point that Johnny Juzang was a guy that was more than a three-point shooter and that they were working towards that. Well, I think he has shown the propensity for stout game in the mid-range area, and what we saw from him against Washington was outstanding. The three ball was going down. The mid-range J was going down, hit 21 of UCLA's first 26 points against Washington. And Tracy, as I bring you in here, Juzang's performance, how would you size it up recently just from the last two games? And then how can other players see what he's doing and also pour themselves in with more points? Because I feel like at times he takes a lot of the load, and if you can get more guys like that scoring, I think it would be helpful.
Oh no, doesn't look like we have Tracy there. Brian, you got me though?
I got you, Nick. I got
you. All right,
you.
Well, I saw what you were saying. We'll work on getting Tracy, but the variety in his shot making we saw in that game was so fun to watch. You mentioned the three. Remember the bucket he got at the very end? That was huge. That little leaner baby hook in the lane as well. He showed that he's
growing. Can you hear me now,
hey, there's Tracy.
Are you here?
Sorry. I was starting to talk, and I didn't know you guys couldn't hear me. Sorry to cut you off, but to go back to talking about Juzang, basketball is played with one sport, so everybody can't go out and score like that. But his role, from the time he got there and started playing, he came in hurt. I mean, but before then, he was known as a guy that can knock down shots, and he was known as just a shooter. But what I observed from him the last couple of games is he's doing more. He's being more than one-dimensional. He's not just living and dying by the jump shot. He's penetrating. He's making plays for other people. He's rebounding the ball. I mean, he's not a strong defender, but he's trying to play defense. So when you are a major scoring threat and you're doing other things and your game starts coming together, hopefully there's other guys on the team that's trying to piggyback on that and join him. You don't want him just to go by himself and everybody sit back and watch. You need everybody else elevating their games as well. It may not be in the scoring department, but they need to elevate their games and join him.
And we saw the Bruins in that first half go through a lengthy offensive lull, over 9 minutes, similar to what we saw in the first half against Stanford. And it was Johnny Juzang both times who would help get them out of it. You've played a ton of basketball, Tracy. I'm sure you've been in some lulls like that. What's it like being kind of in a situation where you see the minutes go by and you still haven't scored? And what does it take to get out of something like that, perhaps a little bit sooner than the 9 minutes?
Well, when you have the ultra green light like Johnny Juzang does, he has to be more aggressive. And I'm not just saying be more aggressive at shooting the ball. Be more aggressive at making plays. If you make positive plays for your teammates, and the positive plays for yourself is going to be a lot easier, and then maybe you can stop some of the lulls. But another thing is you can really sit down defensively and try to create some turnovers and get into the open court and get some layups, some transition buckets. That's another way of stopping the lulls. The Bruins are not a running team. You very rarely see them get in anything in transition. If they can start getting stuff in transition, then they will kill some of the 9 minute lulls.
You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show. That's the voice of UCLA basketball legend Tracy Marie alongside Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley. So Juzang, he said, look, a couple of things I'm working on right now. Rebounding, he has been rebounding it very well. He's gotten that percentage up. I think he's up to 9 rebounds per game as he has shown a tenacity to find where the loose ball is and tracking down them. But Mick Cronin said recently, guys, that he's encouraging Juzang to get better at absorbing contact and getting to the foul line more, because even though we're seeing large amounts of scoring coming in from Johnny Juzang, he's probably not getting to the line as often as Cronin and Juzang and the rest of the team would have liked. So that's another thing to work on. But Tracy, I wanted to focus the attention on outside of Juzang, who rightly so was a hero in the Washington game where the Bruins were able to sneak out the win. But I don't think we're giving enough credit for what Jules Bernard did in that contest. He had 17 points, and it was when he made the baskets. There were two wing threes he made in the second half when the game was tightening up. Then the game was all squared 57. Bernard drives inside, misses the basket, has the wherewithal to track down his own miss, goes up again and gets fouled, makes the free throws, makes both of them, which, by the way, guys, the Bruins were not making as a team, 6 of 18, and you still win the game on the road despite going 6 of 18 from the line. And then there was that topside two under 10 seconds to play in the game as the shot clock was winding down to make it 63-60 Bruins, thanks to Bernard. What is it about the mental makeup, Tracy, of Bernard, where when he senses urgency, he seems to always answer?
Well, I mean, he was in a three-game slump for a second. And I just noticed that his body language was off. It doesn't mean that it was negative. It just means that it was off. And to see him step up in a game that was needed for a win, he reverted back to the way he was playing for most of the year, which has been patient, aggressive, playing with experience. That was the Jules Bernard I saw, and that I started falling in love with his game before the last 3-4 games where he had a slump. I mean, he was really playing good basketball before that slump started.
Another
good
guy
to see
who
him
is
back.
Yeah, definitely. Love seeing him knock down some big shots. We know what he does defensively. Very active rebounder. Much like Jaime Jaquez, he rebounds very well, always provides a ton of effort. He's everywhere on the floor. But as far as the offense goes, now 4 straight games and double digits, he drained that 3 to open the game, and then he didn't take another shot the rest of the game. He did get fouled, go to the line. He said after the game that he was just in more of a position to pass and move the ball, given the defense that they were going up against. But I can't help but feel like going forward, the Bruins are going to want to get back to that 12 to 15 points he seemed to be giving them for much of the year. What are you seeing out of Jaime right now?
I wasn't buying the comment because he had shots that he should have taken, like the 2-on-1 fast break with Tiger Campbell. He should have finished, and he tossed it back to Tiger Campbell. Why would you toss it back to Tiger Campbell to finish over a bigger defender when you can go right through the guy and lay the ball up? I didn't understand that. I don't know what's going on with Jaime's mental state right now and how he's approaching games, but it just seems like mentally he has allowed himself to fall back. You don't need to fall back as Johnny Juzang lifts his level. You need to keep your level high and play with him. Same thing with Jules Bernard. Join Juzang. Don't sit back and watch. You guys need to join him because these guys are two very important pieces, especially when Juzang is going. So they need to really step up on a consistent level and raise their level because they're very important on both ends of the court.
Those two were not able to step up earlier last week against Washington. The Bruins fell up in Pullman 81-73. What went wrong? What was Mick Cronin telling his guys after the game to avoid a repeat sort of outing? We will discuss with Tracy Murray. This is the Bruin Insider Show, Learfield, IMG College, the UCLA Sports Network. Back in a moment.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
Hello?
Hi, Karen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we heard you need help for your mom's birthday.
So, this year with COVID, we can't have a big party, but
right.
We were thinking of having a drive-by talent show where all of her friends and family can show appreciation for all that she does.
Well, Honda would like to help. We'll help you get all the supplies you need to put on that talent show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is going to love it. Helping out a helper. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today, we help surprise a mom. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Karen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, October 2020 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today.
Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball going 1-1 on the slate last week. We brought up the Bruin win against Washington, 64-61. But 2 days before that contest, UCLA at Pullman falling to Washington State, 81-73. And we're going to look at that game, highlight some of the big takeaways from it. And guys, I brought this up on the show last week. I thought that DJ Rodman was somebody that the Bruins were going to have to close out on. He starts hitting three balls early in this game. The Cougs collectively hit 13 threes, and all of a sudden they have ballooned out to this double-digit lead. And if it weren't for a late spark in the second half to make it more respectable, UCLA was destined, it seemed at points in this contest, where they would be blown out. But I'm going to the defense here because you give up 13 threes, and I think it looks even worse because the Bruins only made five threes. So, you know, I have fingers and toes I can count on. 13 minus 5, that is 8 more threes that the Cougs hit, which I think amplifies how poor it was on the defensive end guarding the perimeter. But, Tracy, when you hear that Mick Cronin after the game calling the defense terrible, is it a player accountability issue? Because Mick is saying, hey, I'm telling these guys, close out, communicate. But when I hear Tiger Campbell say, I got to lead better, is this where we really miss a Chris Smith, where he's yelling at guys being that general out on the court and saying, hey, get to your man. Hey, get over there.
Well, Chris Smith is not that type of guy either, where he can just yell at people and tell them to go places. But with his experience, just him speaking up, you know, people would listen. What you do miss out of Chris Smith, and I've said this a long time ago when he got injured, you're going to miss his defense. The Bruin defense has been horrendous since he's been gone. You're going to miss his defense because when he plays D, then you have Hawkins playing D and you have Bernard playing D, you have three very good defenders on the court at the same time. And that covered up for a lot of mistakes from Tiger Campbell when his man goes by because you had a guy that can help him recover. Now when you don't have that guy that can come and block a shot or that can switch off and keep a guy in front of him, now you see him breakdown after breakdown defensively, and you saw it up there at Washington State from Bonton to Rodman. And I mean, you saw breakdowns, blow-bys so much that the whole team comes to help, and then they kick it out to a wide-open three-point shooter. And they're shooting pretty much, you know, shooting drills three-point shots if you're not close enough to put any pressure on the shot.
We did see Cody Riley come back in that game after missing the USC game. Didn't seem to be himself over the course of those two games. Just 9 points over the weekend. Ended up fouling out, playing just 9 minutes against Washington State. Hopefully a few days rest here before playing the Arizona schools will help get him a little bit healthier. Tracy, how do you try and work him back in and start to get him back to where he was just a few weeks ago?
That's on Cody. He knows his pain tolerance. Cody's a type that, you know, conditioning is always going to be a problem with him. He's going to gas out at some point because he's a big body. Now, add an injury to that, it's going to take longer for him to get back in form. So he's going to have to do extra conditioning, extra treatment, extra reps just to get back to where he was. Now, if he's not putting in that type of work or that time, then it's going to be longer for him to get back. If he is putting in that type of work, then he should be fine by this weekend.
And as it's been explained through several episodes of the show, even if Cody Riley is not producing on the offensive end, if he can just stay out on the court, the attention that he gets from a defense will open up the offense for the Bruins and hopefully allow for more open, clean looks from three-point range. And then Mick Cronin, after the game against Washington State, said that Riley was fouling what you should never do, and that is fouling below the waist, fouling below the shoulders. You should only pick up fouls if you got your hands over your head, you're trying to block a shot, you're going for a rebound, so more the ticky-tack stuff. But again, Riley hasn't been himself. He's dealing with that ankle injury and slowly working himself back. I will say, guys, that Cronin mentioned the offense is not the problem. He cited that there was 73 points scored. A lot of those came from the second half offensive explosion of Johnny Juzang. But one of the questions I want to bring up to you as we look ahead to the games coming up this week against Arizona and Arizona State, is the offense something that needs to be revitalized in the sense that we go 73 against Washington State, then only 60 in the mid-60s against Washington, and then looking forward to Arizona on Thursday, they lead the Pac-12 in scoring, and that's what I want to do next. Coming up on the other side, how does the Bruins, how do they match up against a Wildcats team that leads the conference in scoring, and they've got two post presences, the Bruins seemingly only with Mac Etienne, Kenny Nwuba, and of course Cody Riley. So we'll dive into that next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Town & Country Event Rentals is Los Angeles and Southern California's most distinctive event services provider. Our industry-leading assortment of product and expert event directors will keep you up to date on all the latest trends. We pride ourselves on being the one-stop shop for all your event rental needs. From our beautiful assortment of china, glassware, flatware, and furniture to our brand new series of structured tenting, we've got you covered. Follow us on Instagram at Taser_Los Angeles and be sure to visit Taser.biz to view our full product assortment and find a showroom near you.
Keys, 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 keys on that line. Keys, 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 all across the land. Keys, keys, keys.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys, keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit KeysCars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on Van Nuys.
For generations, the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians has called the Inland Empire home, and we take pride in supporting our neighbors and the world around us. As one of the largest employers in the area, we are committed to the prosperity of our community. That's why we work to support many important local causes. Throughout today's challenges and tomorrow's possibilities, our tribe will always be here for this community, honoring our history, celebrating our culture, building a brighter future for us all.
Top of the key with Nick Stiva, the official communications partner of the Pac-12. We're connecting champions on the field and in the office.
That's three from downtown.
Nick Stiva provides cloud phone service to hundreds of thousands of companies, helping great teams communicate and collaborate. See why Nick Stiva was rated the number one overall business phone service by U.S. News. Connect your champions today. Visit nextiva.com. That's NextiVa.com.
That's a buzzer beater. Game over.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA point guard Tiger Campbell was asked today about the keys to beating Arizona. The Wildcats coming to town and playing the Bruins in Westwood on Thursday with a 6 p.m. tip time. And Campbell brought up two things. He said, we got to box out. We got to rebound. Certainly those are, in a way, interconnected. And also, we've got to not get into foul trouble. And that is where I'm a bit concerned, and I know Tracy and Nick, you might be as well, because, first of all, Arizona plays a lot with two bigs on the floor at the same time. So they're going to have much more height inside than UCLA. We also learned from Mick Cronin today during his media availability session that Jalen Hill is still, as of right now, he's doing fine, but he's not with the team for the foreseeable future at this moment. So that means we're undermanned when it comes to available bigs. And so, Tracy, when you've got guys that are 7'1" in Christian Coloco, and then you've got Azulis Tabellis at 6'11". How do you defend them if you're UCLA?
They're probably going to be working on a zone. They're going to have to gang rebound. They're going to have to do something that they don't do very well, which is box out. Because you're going to be in for a rebounding war that you're not going to win unless you do the dirty work when it comes to rebounding the basketball and playing defense. Because when you talk about Azulis is one of those type of guys that is a face-up guy, typical European big who can step up, face up, shoot threes, put the ball on the deck, make plays, can post up. He's like a Porzingis. It's like you got to guard this guy, and you can't let him get started. And it's a mismatch for a guy like Cody Riley because he can't go out there and move his feet to stay in front of this guy. So who do you put on him? Do you put Juzang on him? I wouldn't put Juzang on him because he's not a very good defender. So who else would you put on him? I'll probably put Hawkins on him because Hawkins can move his feet. He can play D. He can contest shots. He's physical enough to keep him off the boards. And then I will put Riley, if they go man-to-man, I'll put Riley on the other big. You know, you gotta pick your matchups and kind of put a wing player on Azulis.
You've also got 6'11", 235, Jordan Brown to contend with, too. He's a pretty good inside presence. I did want to go back to something we saw last weekend because I'm curious how much we'll see it again this weekend. We saw two different looks from the Bruins that we hadn't seen all year. We saw a two-post look for a little while. We saw a little Riley and Mac Etienne. It was brief. But then we also saw the Bruins go small. Jalen Clark brought out there, and him and Hawkins were guarding the bigger guys. Do you see any space for either of those lineups in either of these games coming up this week, Tracy?
I would see – of course he's going to try to go with the bigs and see what they're going to give him first. But I think we're gonna see a lot of small, and Jalen Clark playing the four or the five, because he's physical and strong enough, and he's not scared of contact, and neither is Hawkins. So those guys aren't soft. So you can put those guys on big guys, and then everybody else, and Cody's got to stay out of foul trouble. He can't be in foul trouble this time. Those are the only three guys that's capable of being physical enough to guard those guys.
Let's not forget, guys, that the last time the Wildcats and the Bruins played, and you're listening to the Bruin Insider Show with Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Mick Cronin inserted Kenny Nuuba into the game in a 9-minute stretch. The reserve big, he picked up 4 fouls, hadn't played more than 2 minutes in a game since November, but what he did do is sort of fortify the paint, which allowed UCLA to go out to a 16-2 run. So maybe we see more of him in the ball game as well. The Bruins went 27 of 32 from the free throw line the last time they played the Wildcats in a UCLA 81-76 victory. It would be nice to see us get to the line that often as well. Tracy, quickly, on my last one, Arizona State on Saturday, they're 7-9. They had these pronounced, all this hype about their season, and it's just kind of been going off the track here with 8 different starting lineups in 16 games. They've had players injured. They've had COVID-19 issues. And now we're hearing that Marcus Bagley and Josh Christopher are dealing with injuries, and they might be able to play this week as they are going to join the Sun Devils on the trip. But last time we played ASU, no Remy Martin. So what do you think the focus is going to be defensively for UCLA against ASU?
Well, it's going to be you have to focus on Remy Martin, because not only can he score the basketball, he can get those two young fellas that you just named, Christopher and Bagley, he can get those guys going offensively. So now, and then he can get Alonzo Verge going, who also had a big game back then. You know, you got a bunch of explosive scorers on that team, so you add Remy Martin back, and that can be a problem. So, you know, that it's going to be – it's going to be tough to keep Remy Martin out of the paint. This is a Tiger Campbell thing. And I was about to say, before we went to Arizona State, James Akinju for Arizona had 25 points and 8 assists last game. So Tiger's going to have his hands full with him in the Arizona game as well. So as we say again about these Pac-12 guards, there's no nights off. So defensively, Tiger Campbell's got to do a better job of keeping guys in front of him.
And guys, I did just want to kind of create some big picture context for these next few weeks. And obviously all these games are huge as you're competing for a Pac-12 regular season title, trying to get that one seed for the Pac-12 tournament. But everyone also wants to know about the NCAA tournament. And UCLA, with that loss to Washington State, they've left some themselves with less room for error here going down the stretch. ESPN, CBS Sports both have them as a 9 seed, dropping down from a 7. Their net ranking has dropped to 48. And so they're still a tournament team right now. But, Tracy, you got to take care of things at home coming up this week. These are big games that the Bruins can't afford to lose when you're talking about postseason.
Absolutely. I mean, the Bruins play well at home, but the team is not the same since the SC game. So they're going to have to find a way to have that same home magic that they've been having with different personnel in certain areas. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, that's why you play the game, and that's why you can't look on paper and say this team is going to win or this team is going to lose.
Tracy, you brought up James Akinjo, the guard for the Wildcats, as we go back to the contest that's coming up on Thursday between the Bruins and Arizona. And Mick Cronin went on to say about Akinjo today when he was asked about the play of him. He's even doing better, according to Mick Cronin, than Nico Mannion as a guard did for Arizona last season. That just gives you a scale of how good Akinjo can be. And we've seen him hit three balls as well. And he's going to be a very challenging matchup for Tiger Campbell, who will be certainly put to the test on the defensive end. Tracy, can't wait to hear you on the call with Josh Lewin on Thursday for a 6 o'clock tip time in Westwood, UCLA versus Arizona. Thanks again, always, for your wisdom and your analysis, and I know we will talk to you next week.
Well, definitely. Thanks for having me, guys. Sorry about the beginning of the show.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy. Coming up next, Jules Bernard, the Bruin basketball star, joins the program. How does he want to become a more consistent player on the offensive end? We'll ask him, and plenty more next. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
Putting you first keeps us first. At UCLA Health, we're proud to be ranked number one. According to U.S. News & World Report's annual Best Hospital Rankings, UCLA Health is number one in L.A., number one in California, and sixth in the nation. We know this comes from putting patients first with a culture that always strives to make healthcare the best it can be. With four hospitals and over 180 neighborhood locations, everything we do begins with you. Visit UCLAHealth.org or call 800-UCLA-MD1.
Gerard Butler stars as a man determined to save his family from a catastrophic event. Rent, Greenland, now available at Redbox. When a comet is projected to hit Earth in 2 days and trigger the apocalypse, John Garrity desperately attempts to flee to a safe haven in Greenland with his estranged wife and son. The journey turns perilous as panic and lawlessness grow around them, making their path to safety uncertain. Watch Greenland and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
UCLA basketball's Jules Bernard was an offensive specimen in the second half against Washington, scoring a flurry of points that ensured a UCLA win up in Washington on Saturday. And now Bernard joins us on the Bruin Insider Show. Jules, clearly you know how to score against Washington. 20 points the first meeting, 17 points the second encounter, which happened over the weekend, and you made some critical baskets in the second half to propel the Bruins to victory. Your first double-digit scoring game in close to a month. What has to happen on the court for you to play your best ball?
Just playing with confidence. I knew I was struggling last four games, and so I just knew I had to pick it up for my team. But you know, I feel like the other four games where I wasn't scoring, I thought I was playing pretty good defense, and you know, I feel like if I'm playing good defense and then contributing and playing aggressive on both sides of the court, I could really help my team. So I knew I was struggling last four games, but I didn't think too much about it. I just wanted to come into the game against Washington with a clear mind, just ready to hoop. And the most important thing was getting a win. I knew we lost against Washington State, and if we went out of that road trip 0-2, that would be a very bad situation. So I just wanted to do everything to win that game and get us back on, you know, all of us just getting back on a winning track.
You always play with such toughness, physicality, high level of defense. That stuff doesn't always come naturally to everyone. Why does it seem to come naturally for you?
I don't know. I want to say probably just genetics. You know, my parents gave me a strong body. But I feel like just growing up, a lot of times my older brother would beat up on me. Like in basketball, he'd take it hard on me. You know, there were fights often. My parents would have to come stop the fights. But just having that mentality growing up and just having an older brother to beat up on you, I feel like that gives you a sort of mental edge, a physical edge. So I've always had that throughout my, throughout basketball, and I try to carry it on the court with, you know, defense, toughness, rebounding, stuff like that.
Hearing that, it's no wonder Mick Cronin calls you the toughest player on the team. When you begin to establish yourself, Jules, as that consistent, ever-ready scorer, what sort of long-term benefits do you envision that could have for the squad?
I think it could help us a lot. You know, I feel like having multiple weapons on the floor, and I feel like that spaces out the court, spaces out the defense, because they don't have one or two guys to key on, and I feel like we have a lot of weapons, so the defense has to focus on a lot of people, so you know, they're sort of hesitant to just sit and help and stuff like that. So I feel like it opens up the court for us on offense, and you know, I feel like long term, just having that confidence throughout, you know, all the players, you know, who, you know, that we have multiple scores. I feel like, you know, that'll give us confidence and let us know that, you know, if we're playing amazing defense and we have it going on offense, you know, it's hard to beat us.
When you guys are going through a lull like you did in the first half against Washington, what's your approach to try and help dig your team out of that and get things going again offensively?
I would say just, you know, make, you know, tough plays on defense, you know, whether it's just a tough rebound, you know, diving on the floor, something to get a spark going and get some energy going in our team, you know, and so that we can build off that. I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, if we're going through the motions, we need something like that where someone's diving on the floor or someone gets a big block. I think Cody had a big block in the first half, and I feel like, you know, that sort of picked us up a little bit. But in the second half, I think our defense, our deflections really got us going. And that was that spark that we needed. And we sort of picked it up, you know, going into the second half. And even though it was a close game, you know, they hit a lot of threes. But I feel like just our energy on defense, not even like, you know, even if they were hitting threes, I feel like our energy and our aura about our defense was sort of propelled us to the win.
We're talking to Jules Bernard of the UCLA basketball team on the Bruin Insider Show. For Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. yeah, maybe the Huskies hit too many threes or not as many as you would have liked. And Washington State a couple days prior did so as well. And the question was, how does this team and the Bruins defensively communicate and get out there and get a hand in the face of these shooters? What are you like on the court, Jules, as a communicator? How vocal are you, and to what extent do you want to be more vocal?
I feel like I'm vocal. I feel like in a way I can improve by, you know, even just over exaggerating it. You know, a lot of times, you know, if I feel like I'm communicating with my teams, you know, sometimes a lot of people are talking on the court, so it's hard to hear. So just, you know, even screaming or yelling, just having that loud presence on the court so that my teammates can hear me. But I try all the time to communicate. I feel like I do need to work on more loud so that my teammates can hear me. But I feel like we all communicate pretty well on the court. You know, Cody Riley is one of those guys who really helps us on defense, because you can always hear him talking down low, you know, whether we're switching on screens or stuff like that. So just having a commanding voice on defense and, you know, being vocal all the time, I feel like that helps us a lot.
Coach said he talked to you guys about playing with what he called championship effort, and that it's different from other types of effort. What does that mean to you when he's talking about that?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I feel like everybody plays hard, you know, when they play basketball. I don't think they're trying to, you know, play lackluster or anything. I feel like everybody plays hard, but, you know, that championship effort, like what I was talking about before, just diving on the ball, sacrificing your body, you know, rotating, just being out of your mind defense, and then on the offensive end, just, know, always moving, always looking to cut, always looking to screen, just having that, just the point where, you know, you're going as hard as you can that you might offer some stuff like that, just being energetic and having heart to do the right thing on both ends. I feel like that's what he means, championship effort, just doing more than the average would, because I feel like everyone plays hard to some extent on the basketball court. Just what he means is just outdoing that and being average, just having a championship heart, passion for the game.
Jules, stay put. When our conversation with you resumes, I want to ask you what has been the single best teaching moment for you in regards to this season. Plus, also coming up, two ex-Bruins garnering widespread attention at the Australian Open. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Some places have low prices, but at Ralph's, we go lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh. Like juicy clementines, salad greens, and your favorite cuts of chicken. That's because the Ralph's app gives you more ways to save. You get personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, plus rewards like fuel points for prices that are even lower than the everyday low. Ralph's, fresh for everyone.
What do the Bruins and superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Giannis with best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruins fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
At Westcom Credit Union, the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, members come first in everything we do. Through lower loan rates, higher savings yields, reduced fees, and a robust network of branches, ATMs, and mobile banking applications. Learn all about the Westcom difference at ucla.westcom.org. Insured by NCUA.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
And let's rejoin our guest as we pick back up our conversation with UCLA basketball standout, Jules Bernard. Sure, everyone plays hard, but what do you do better, Jules, than anyone on this team?
I feel that's tough to say. I feel like we all do a lot of things differently and a lot of things well. I feel like I rebound pretty well and play defense, and I feel like I'm a really good slasher, an attacker, and I can defense. I feel like I draw a lot of eyes on defense because a lot of teams, you know, they give me open lanes to the rim. So, you know, I feel like that's something I'm really good at, but I do feel like, you know, given that there are also a lot of opportunities to drive, and then, you know, when they can hit the open three, because we have a lot of shooters on the team. So there's a lot of, I think I'm good at, but there's also a lot of things that I can work on, you know, just knowing, just in the defense and, you know, finding the open spots on the court and stuff like that. So, you know, I know we all know we can do a lot of things well on the court, but I feel like, you know, there's a lot to work on as well.
I know it's kind of the nature of sports to deal with injuries, but I feel like you guys have had different phases this season. You had Chris, you had everybody healthy, and then Chris is gone, and you guys get used to that, and then Cody and Jalen dealing with injuries. Now Cody's back. How challenging has it been for you and maybe for the rest of the team to kind of deal with changing roles here over these last few weeks?
It's been interesting, but I feel like, you know, coming around this time of the year, I feel like everybody's, you know, getting bumps and bruises, and I feel like, you know, just we're sort of comfortable with, you know, playing up and doing more for our team. You know, I feel like Jalen Clark has been one of those guys who's been really helpful because he's come up and really played hard. Defense, done a lot of winning things, got deflections, rebounds, everything. So I feel like everybody's stepping up, and it's tough with injuries, you know. I feel like sometimes, like in practice, it's like, damn, like, we barely have guys to go 5-on-5. But, you know, it's the challenge is the beautiful part of the process. And, you know, even though we're injuring, we're getting sort of hurt, you know, we got to thank God that no one's seriously hurt to the point where we can't play anymore. So I'm just hoping for the rest of these games and hoping that we can all play at 100%. But stepping up is something that we've been really good at.
What's the single best teaching moment on the court for you this year, Jules, that comes to mind, a specific instance during the season where you really felt that you did something, you heard something from coach that changed your perspective and gave you a new look on the game in a really positive way?
I think it was after our first game against San Diego State. And, you know, obviously we talked about just playing hard and, you know, that was the back of our, I mean, we talked about it, but I feel like, you know, we didn't really like key into that aspect of, you know, being a winning team and, well, not being a winning team, but like being a team that plays hard every single possession, knows the team's personnel, knows the scout and everything. So we played San Diego State, and it was a whole nother level. Guys were there on their defensive end. Guys were, you know, hitting on the blockouts, and sometimes they were fouls, but even then, like, it was just, they were playing aggressive. They played with heart. They played with passion. So when we watched the film, like, our coaches showed their effort compared to our effort, and it was just glaring. So I feel like, you know, after that, you know, we sort of realized that what we think, it's kind of what you were talking about, that championship effort. What we think is playing hard is not really, you know, playing championship with championship effort. So I feel like, you know, just after that first game, watching that film and comparing a team like San Diego State and then seeing our effort in that first game, I feel like that was a big teaching moment for us.
Jules, what's it been like this year to play with the pandemic going on. I know you guys wanted to play, but dealing with everything this year, has it been about what you expected, better, worse? What would you say?
You know, knock on wood, but it's been better than I expected, in the sense that, like, you know, we've been able to play a good amount of games, and you know, thankfully, you know, we've been safe with our team, within our team. Everybody's being responsible, and it's just giving us opportunities to play. But you know, I'm just thankful, because, like, going in, we didn't really know, like, how many games, like, whether, you know, games are going to get canceled or even the rest of the season. But, you know, just thankful that, you know, we're continuing to play games and you know, hopefully later on be able to play in tournaments and stuff like that. So, you know, we're just it's been better than I expected, and I'm excited to hopefully, you know, keep going on with all these games and stuff like that.
And we're excited to hopefully see you continue to put up those kind of offensive numbers like you did against Washington. The top side two, under a minute to go, and the three balls that you hit when the game was tightening up. You were so critical to that UCLA win against Washington over the weekend. Jules, thanks so much for joining Nick Cope. I'm Brian Fenley on the Bruin Insider Show. You know we are rooting for you. We're proud of you and look forward to the continued success of you this season.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you for having me.
That is the great Jules Bernard, UCLA basketball player, here on the Bruin Insider Show, and Nick Cope, Brian Fenley with you. Quickly sort of reminiscing about that interview, Nick, he's averaging, Jules Bernard right now, about 9 points per game, but he's been in the single digits for a while. However, I get this level of excitement because I see games where he scores 17 against Washington. He scores 20. If there's a way that he can hone it in and harness that offense and be reliably getting into the double figures offensively, that is going to take a lot of pressure off Johnny Juzang to bear the bulk offensively and get this team more points, especially with the Arizona Wildcats coming up, who lead the conference in points scored per game.
Yeah, and even for Jules, even if it's not 10, but in that 8-9 range, that's huge given what he provides on the defensive end, and he's always an active rebounder. But he has a knack for when the team needs someone to step up, he provides it. He did against Washington twice in the second halves. Cal, he hit some big shots late, put up 12 against Colorado. He has a knack for stepping up what the team needs him to, and I'm excited to see what he's got in store for these last five games.
I think Bruin Nation and all sports fans that follow UCLA sports would have been transfixed at two ex-UCLA tennis players and the work they did at the Australian Open, including one we spoke about rebounding. He had to rebound from a gruesome injury and absolutely delighted in his run down in Melbourne. We'll talk about those two Bruins and what they have done and how they continue to be exciting prospects in the tennis world. This is the Bruin Insider Show, UCLA Sports Network, Learfield, IMG College.
Tired of cooking at home? Change it up without getting up. Just order Jersey Mike's through our app for no contact delivery or no contact at the door pickup. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. I'm a helpful Southern California Honda person, and I'm calling to give you a random act of helpfulness.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we heard you need help for your mom's birthday.
So, this year with COVID, we can't have a big party, but
right.
We were thinking of having a drive-by talent show where all of her friends and family can show appreciation for all that she does.
Well, Honda would like to help. We'll help you get all the supplies you need to put on that talent show.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, she is going to love it. Helping out a helper. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today, we help surprise a mom. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the Civic. And people buy Civics more than any other car in America. Visit SoCalHondaDealers.com to find the helpful Honda dealer near you. Karen is a real person and was paid to be on the radio. Based on IHS market calendar year-to-date, October 2020 for the small car segment, new retail registrations in U.S.
You don't need a big meeting. You don't need a birthday. You don't need any excuse at all. You just need to love subs. Times 12. Order the Jersey Mike's catering box today. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union, continues now. Let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Fenley, and Tracy Murray.
Not one, but two former UCLA tennis players made it to the second week of the Australian Open in Melbourne, which is currently going on right now. Mackenzie McDonald making his way to the fourth round and falling to Daniil Medvedev, but that's not all. Jen Brady, who made it to the U.S. Open semifinals in 2020, is currently playing right now, Nick, the former UCLA tennis star, against Jessica Pegula, whose parents own the Buffalo Bills, and that is a quarterfinals matchup taking place as this show is going on. But I want to bring up one thing about McDonald, Nick, and that is he suffered a very gruesome hamstring injury, which negated him from doing simple tasks, and he doubted whether or not he'd ever be able to play again. And so this has to be exciting for him.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he matched his best major result. He made the round of 16 in Wimbledon back in 2018. So to get to the final 16 after all he's been through is huge. He was the only American man to reach the second week in Melbourne. So big deal. Hopefully he can continue to climb the ranks. And Brady Pegula, going to be a fun match. As soon as we're finished here, I'm going to put that on. Brady has been breezing right through the draw. And so I'm excited to see what she's got in store going up against someone she knows pretty well in Jess Pegula.
That's another American. But yeah, maybe the future of American men's tennis relies on Mackenzie McDonald, who made it to the fourth round as the world number 192. I'm sure his ranking will be boosted after this performance. For Stephen Hartzell, Paul Engel, Damon Dukakis, Tripp Hurd, Tracy Murray, Nick Cope, I'm Brian Fenley. Bruin Hoops against the Wildcats, 6 p.m. on Thursday.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show, presented by Westcom Credit Union on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.